Sue Sweet. Marie, Noah Boyer attacked a woman with a fire extinguisher, striking her twice in the head and then spraying her in the face, a judge heard Tuesday. The attack occurred on November 22 at an Edinburgh Street multi-unit residence in the city's West End. Boyer, 22, pleaded guilty to assault with a weapon and administering a noxious thing. An anonymous 911 caller alerted police to the incident, reporting that a male and a female were involved in setting off a fire extinguisher. When officers arrived, paramedics were tending to the victim in an ambulance, prosecutor Adriana Mucciarelli said. She told Ontario Court Justice John Condon it's not clear if there was any relationship between the accused and the victim. Boyer also pleaded guilty to assaulting a woman he had been in a relationship with for 5 years on August 23. He punched her in the head and kicked her in the stomach. At this time he was bound by a peace bond to stay away from her. The Mississauga First Nation man also was convicted of missing court dates on October 31 and January 8 of this year. As well, Boyer breached a release order on January 30 that prohibited him from being within 100 meters of his former partner. City police officers were dispatched to an Albert Street address, responding to a call about a domestic dispute. The woman said her ex-boyfriend was knocking on her door. She had been out walking her dog, when he approached her and started calling the dog over. When she told him to stop, he responded, "I can't help myself." The Crown and defense lawyer Ken Walker jointly recommended a 3-month jail sentence, followed by 2 years probation. Boyer has no prior record but has been accruing charges since August, Mucciarelli told the court. His attack with the fire extinguisher was a violent offense that appears to have been unprovoked, the assistant Crown attorney said. Luckily, it didn't end worse for her. Walker said his client was addicted to crack cocaine and fentanyl at the time, and was paranoid. He plans to seek treatment at a Blind River facility when he gets out of jail. Boyer's time in custody since his arrest in January has been sobering for him, in more than one way, the defense said. It's been an eye-opener for him. The young man told Condon he has been participating in religious studies while at the Algoma Treatment and Remand Center, ATRC. "I'm going to continue my relationship with God," he said, adding, "I want to go to treatment and get back into the community." When he imposed the sentence, the judge said Boyer is a youthful offender with no record, and his guilty pleas are a sign of remorse. "You have a lot of life ahead of you to improve your life," Condon told the accused, commending his efforts towards rehabilitation. The judge also called Boyer's attack on a woman with a fire extinguisher problematic, and reminded him he was on a peace bond when he assaulted his former partner. With the 1.5 enhanced credit for the days he's spent in custody since his arrest, Boyer faces a further 6 days behind bars. He will be on probation for 24 months with conditions that include no contact with the two victims and require him to participate in substance abuse and domestic violence counseling. Condon also imposed a 5-year weapon prohibition with an exception that permits Boyer to hunt with a bow for sustenance. As well, he must provide a DNA sample for the National Registry. "Let's hope this is the only time you bring yourself into the ATRC," the judge added.